Hey guys, Kitty Minx here. Sorry my voice sounds pretty jacked. I just got back from my trip to New York, and unfortunately, I'm afraid I got a little sick during my trip. I don't know if it was from the airplane or from just being in close proximity with, like, a bunch of people. But I got some kind of cold. At least I hope it's just a cold and not the flu. But either way, I feel pretty crummy. My throat hurts. It's all gunky. My sinuses are clogged. My nose is all stuffy and runny. And overall, I feel pretty crummy. So I hope it's just a cold and nothing more, but if this doesn't go away in a few days or to a week, I'm going to go see a doctor to make sure it's not the flu, and to make sure it doesn't get worse and becomes like pneumonia, because the last time I thought it was just a cold or just a flu and treated it over the counter, it lasted for more than a week, it lasted longer, and I wound up getting pneumonia. So we definitely don't want that to happen. But it was a really nice trip. I got to see so many members of my family. Dee got to meet my family for the first time, and he made a very nice, positive impression on them. He actually asked my dad for his blessing for us to get married, and my dad said yes. So, that was very, very special. Quite special indeed. And the little one, the kiddo, had a great time visiting with their grandpa. And again, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well, so my body's making all kinds of noises. You've heard of mouth sounds. Well, welcome to stomach sounds, and welcome to nose sounds. You're going to be getting a lot of that. So this is my usual monthly thank you audio, but this is by all means not a chore for me at all. I love doing these, but I just want to say thank you all for your support, thank you all for your generosity, and thank you all for your understanding and your patience, especially those of you who are at tiers where I owe you commissions. I'm sure you understand. I've been pretty busy preparing for my trip, and then I went on my trip. And now, unfortunately, I'm sick, so I don't really know how many videos I can do or what kinds of videos I can do. I don't know if you remember if you were around, but the last time I was sick like this, I kind of did, sick, sleepy, girlfriend-style RPs where it was pretty clear that I was sick, but it was done in kind of a cute way where it's like, help me get better, my partner, that kind of stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to do more of those or if I'm just going to extend my break. Let me know in some comments what you think I should do. I'm not feeling terrible, like I'm not out of energy or anything, but I am feeling crummy and I kind of do just want to lay around in bed. If I lay around in bed, then I get bored and I don't know what to do, so kind of a double-edged sword there. So let me know what you think I should do while I'm not feeling so great. Anyway, thank you all for your support, and thank you all for just everything. It really means a lot. And I kind of want to give you, those of you who are new here, an idea of exactly where your money's going. First of all, it gets invested back into my business, this business. It does also get invested into what I do with the Mustang Ranch for now, until I hopefully hit a point where I don't need to go back there anymore, but that's a conversation for another day. But it gets invested back into my business operations. Even with my PayPal getting shut down, it does go back into me being able to afford to pay Anna Maria Bryant for her amazing, fantastic artwork. It goes back into me being able to afford the software I need, making sure that's all paid for and up to date and upgraded. That makes sure I can afford repairs to my equipment, like 3DOtron, because before I left my trip, some of you might remember, if you were on Discord, the panic I had that I thought it was really, really broken, when in reality the internal 9-volt battery had just died. And he had to open it up and replace the battery for me, which was really sweet of him. And then he went out and got a whole bunch of 9-volt batteries for it, so I should be pretty set there. And I just need to make sure I have the right tools so I can do the repairs myself in the future. But yeah, that's part of where the money goes, and it also goes towards me being able to afford things like medicine for when I get sick like this, instead of me just having to soldier on through and hope it doesn't get worse. And me being able to afford my very terrible health insurance, which is why I'm not going to a doctor right away, because I have to pay so much out of pocket, even with this crummy insurance, just to see a doctor. But if I absolutely do need to see a doctor, thanks to you guys and your support, I can afford the terrible insurance I do have, so I can go see the doctor, and I can afford the over-the-counter medicine to at least keep the symptoms at bay so I'm not entirely miserable. And the really big, big important thing that your support helps me with is being able to put my 4.5-year-old in a very nice preschool program. To those of you who don't know, I am a mother. I am a single mother. Dee and I are not married, at least not yet. And my kid now, who was in daycare over the summer but is now old enough to be in preschool, them being in school all day allows me more time to better create content for you guys and frees up my day for other things like getting stuff done around the house, which has been really beneficial for both my physical and my mental health. Absolutely, 100%. But it's been even more beneficial for my child, who is special needs, and I'm not saying that for pity points or anything. My child is special needs and requires extra care and extra attention, both at home and at school. So, because I can afford to send them to school where they can get the care and attention they need during the day, it helps them with their socialization, it helps them academically. My kid can now sight read. My kid knows their letters, their numbers, shapes, colors, even a little bit of adding and subtracting, and it's been phenomenal. And it's really helped get the kiddo interested in learning and prepare them for when they start kindergarten next year. So without you guys and without your support, I wouldn't be able to afford to send my kid to such a program, other than the usual when I send them to just a daycare when I go to the Mustang. So this is super beneficial to my child, and I wouldn't be able to afford it or be able to do it without the support of you all. So for that, I am truly, entirely, 100% grateful. And I thank you so much for it. And another thing I want to thank you all for is my trip was for the bat mitzvah of my twin sisters. And I decided to get them a gift that I probably would have wanted at that age if I was born years later, obviously. I got them some nice pieces of technology. And if I could show you the photos taken of when they opened it and the looks of just joy and appreciation on their faces, I would show you, but, you know, privacy and all that. just know that the gifts were appreciated immensely. My sisters were so happy. Dee and I got great big hugs and kisses. They were just ecstatic, and I'm sure they're going to put their presents to good use, both for school and for fun. And I wouldn't have been able to afford it without the help and support from you all, because a bar mitzvah is a very big deal in the Jewish culture. You only turn 13 once, and I wanted to make sure that they got something truly special from me that they'll be able to use, you know, both for school, to get them through school, because they still have, you know, plenty of years of school left, but also something that they could have fun and enjoy and just use in their leisure time. So, thank you all very much for your support. It also went towards that. So, those are just some of the things that your money goes towards. It helps me also, of course, pay my bills, you know, my electricity, my cable, internet, you know, keeps a roof over my head, food in our stomachs. It helps supplement what I make at the Mustang Ranch, because I don't go there nearly as often as they'd like me to. So, I greatly appreciate it. I apologize for the background noise. There's a ceiling fan running, and I think my kids asleep while I'm recording this, but they like to fall asleep with background noise on, so you can hear that coming through the walls, and I'm sorry, but it's too warm for me to go into the closet and turn the fan off. We're having some pretty weird weather right now for September, but anyway, I just wanted to say thank you all for your support, and there will be content coming real soon, including the commissions I owe, and I'm very sorry about that. I had this trip planned, had to get ready for it, and then I did not expect to get sick. So once again, I appreciate your patience and your understanding. I do have content planned, including exclusives. Just please be patient with me as I figure out what to do. If you have any ideas, let me know in some comments, and I will catch you all later. And once again, thank you all so very much. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. It means a lot to me, especially with all the difficulties I face, my PayPal getting closed and getting the new strike on my account so I can't live stream on YouTube and have to find workarounds. Your support and just everything from you all, it means a lot, and I hope you'll continue to support me in months to come, as I have plenty of things planned for you all, and stuff I want to do to help make this even more fun for you, and make it even more worth your financial support, and not just your moral support. So, thank you all very much, and I will catch you all later. Love you all.